Well, the co-founder of the Guatemalan Maya Center, an immigrant resource in Lake Worth, died last week after battling leukemia for 3 years. WLRN reporter Madeline Fox tells us about the life and legacy of Policarpia Gaspar Shunkash, who is well known as Poly.
Policarpia Gaspar Shunkash's family members knew she was beloved in her community and that she touched many lives in Palm Beach County. But even they weren't expecting the outpouring of people who have been coming to celebrate her life. The family has been hosting a novena, 9 nights of praying the rosary, since the day she died. After prayers, people came up and shared the ways she changed their lives as a teacher, a translator, a mentor, and a friend. That made her work tangible to her son, Glenn Mendez.
I didn't have something hard, you know, to see it, and now it is. I'm like, wow, she helped a lot of people. Like, I can see it.
Gaspar Shunkash co-founded the Guatemalan Maya Center, which helps immigrants to South Florida access services. She worked for years as a translator and community facilitator in the Palm Beach County School District and at a health clinic. Even outside work, Gaspar Shunkash's sister, Dominga Shunkash, says she helped people at all hours.
Polly didn't mind if it's day, if it's morning, if it's weekend, if it's afternoon. She didn't care.
She drove expectant mothers to doctor's appointments, helped people fill out their immigration papers, and checked up on college students. Father Franco Laughlin, her Guatemalan Maya Center co-founder, says he expects the community will continue to see Gaspar Shunkash as a sort of patron saint.
We'll be asking Polly to keep an eye on us, have our back, and keep that spark, that vision of hers, alive in us.
She is interred at Lake Worth Memory Gardens, where her family sent her off with two things she loved, dancing and marimba music. I'm Madeline Fox in Lake Worth.